The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
On Daf Gimel is where we finally find the makor to the din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us Chomesh Esrei Noshim, Poitres Tzareisein Vetzores Tzareisein Menachalitzim Na'ibum Hatzayif Ha'olam. There's a whole list of the 15 Noshim that they patted the Tzores and who had in Tzores Tzareiseim from Mitzvahs Chalitzim and Yibum, as discussed. At this point, the Braisa finally comes with the makor to this halach, and the Braisa says on Gimel Amud Beis. How do we know the halach of the Mishnah, the Tana Rabbanon, Ish alachoyso leisikach litzror, regalis erevosa lebechayeho. The Pasuk says a woman to her sister, one shouldn't take to become tzoris zuluzu, two women married to the same person are tzoris zuluzu, regalis erevosa, oleho bechayeho. And Chazal asked the obvious question, oleho matamid loimer. What's the need for this word oleho? The Pasuk has to tell us that if one of the Noshim, his wife, were to die, indeed it's only Bechayeh that the Isra of Achaisisha is there. If his wife dies, he can marry her sister. But the word Aleh is totally superfluous. The Fishanemar quotes the Gemara another Pasuk. Yivama Yavay Aleho. The Pasuk says, Yivama Yavay Aleho is a mitzvah says of Yibir by Yivama. Shemei ani afilo ba'achas mekol ha'arois. Hamuras b'toyru. One would have thought that the mitzvah yibum is even if the isha were to be one of the erve, one of the arayis that the Torah speaks about. Nemar kan oleho, v'nemar lahalon oleho. It says oleh in both places. We have a simple gzeir shove. It says yivama yovay oleho, and because it says oleho bechayeho. It says oleh in both places. Ma lahalan b'moke mitzvah, afkan b'moke mitzvah. Just like Parshas Kiseitze, by the Parsha of Yivum, it says Yivama Yovei Aleho, it's talking about the Moke Mitzvah. Aleho there means to make a Maase Yivum and to be Yavim the Isha, which is a Mitzvah. So too, in the Parsha of Arayis, when it says Aleho, it's even talking in the case of Mitzvah. No. V'omer Rachmono Leisikach. And there says Leisikach. So now we can retranslate the Pasuk and say, Isha alachoisa lasikach litzra legalis ervosa oleo bechayeho. One should take an achoisisha, even if it's from mokim shalaleo, mokim mitzvah, in her lifetime, it's also, so although there's a mitzvah at the point, but one should take the isha, even mokim mitzvah. So you see the isra of erev and achoisisha, even mokim mitzvah. The Gemara proceeds to bring the psukim, we dashin the din of tzora serva. The tzora of the erva is also aser, and who had din according to one gears in the Gemara tzora sarasa is aser as well. And then the Gemara has an interesting question. Engli al achoisisha shairais minayon. We know achoisisha because the pasuk is talking about achoisisha. How would we know the other arais that the same thing would apply? Omris ma achoisisha miyuchedesh yerva v'chayoven. Al doin the chorus vashe yigos the chatos veasura leyovam af kol she erva v'chayovin al doin the chorus vashe yigos the chatos asura leyovam. We're makish all that rise to achaisisha, and we say just like the achaisisha, the Torah says it's also ibn bokim yibum who would in shai rise as well. Eli al lehein sarayseyan minayin. I would know only they, meaning the other arayis. How do the tzoros of Shai Arayis the same? Omris, ma achoisisha miyuchedesh yerva v'chayovan al zdein akoris, v'ashigos achates v'asur liyovam v'tzoros asur, av kol shu erva v'chayovan al zdein akoris, v'ashigos achatos, v'asur liyovam, tzoros asur, so we're makish all the rest of the Arayis to achoisisha as well, just like she patted the tzoros, so too Shaar Ra'ah is part of the Torah as well. And the Gemara is Misnaki Mikan Omru Chachomim Chomesh Esri Noshon Poitris Torah Seyen V'Torah Torah Seyen Min Achalitzo Min Ayibum Ad Soif Oilom. So although here in the discussion we have a separate drosha for Torah Torah Seyen, it's not included in the words of the Gemara, but we understand that the Ptur Tzoro, that the Erva Pater Tzoroso, is what in Tzoros Tzoros as well. So now we have Aloche, that Tzoros Tzoroso of Shaar Ra'ah would be included in the drosha as well. Now the Gemara asks, Yochel Shanimar Ba'af Sheish Ra'ah Chamuro Isme'elu. The Mishnah later on Yud Gimel speaks about another six Ra'ah that are Chamur than these Ra'ah over here, because those Ra'ah can't get married to the brother. Two brothers can't marry. So there would be no case of even their Bechlal. And on that, the Gemara, interestingly enough, says, I may be marve af sheish arayis chamuros me'elu, sheyehu tzoreisei masuros, that their tzores should be osir as well. Rashi explains, Yochel shani marve shenesuas la'acherin, Rashi points out quickly, obviously, if it would be an ishus trying to make with the brother of this individual, it would be not shaykh to have a case of yibum, because there's no tfisas kedushin bechlal, so there wouldn't be aloch of yibum bechlal. So we're talking about sheish arayis chamuris ba'ofin shenesuas la'acherim, and there the Gemara entertains the notion shiyu tzoreisei nasurois linosiloze. Nonetheless, the tzora of these erev arayis would be also to marry this person. It would be an iser of tzoras erev v'sheish arayis chamuris. So in other words, to have an iser to this erev married to an acher would also have an iser to the tzor of this particular erev, although it's not memokim yibim b'chlal. And that the Gemara entertains a havamina that we should say the tzor of sheish arayis chamuris be'elu, that their tzor should be osir as well. And the Gemara says a drosha. Omris. Ma achos ishtem yuchedes she erve v'chayovnos de'nekoris v'al shegigos achatos ve'efshel inosel la'achim. And these are notions that could get married to the brothers. Ve'asur le'yovom, and she's asur to the yovom to be meyabim v'tzarosa asura, and her tzar is asur. Af kol she ervo, so to all arayis v'chayovnos de'nekoris v'al shegigos achatos ve'efshel inosel la'achim. Dafke those arayis that could get married to the brothers, v'asura le'yovom tzarosa asura. That we have the parsha of tzaras erva. Yotzu sheish arayis chamuros me'elu. This comes to exclude the six arayis that are more chamur. Hoil the yefshel inosei la'achim, because they can't get married to the brothers. Tzoreisei and mutoris, their tzoras are mutar. And the Gemara is mesayim and says she'ein tzoro elo me'ach, for there is no din tzora only from a brother. That's the Gemara. So after having said the drosha, there are makish only those arayis that are shayach to be married to other brothers. Those are the arayis that are hukish la'achisisho, and they're the ones that have the din iser tzora. So the final words she'ein tzora elo me'ach seem to be a bit extra. Tosfos points out in the Yochel, Yochel shani marbav sheish arayis chamuros me'elu, havimotzi lemeimer, Yochel shani marbav af shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Looking at the words of Tosfos, you understand what's bothering Tosfos. We speak about the iser of a tzoras erva. It's talking about an erva married to a brother. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. The erva is married to Reuven. Reuven dies. The Torah tells us that Shimon, who usually could be miyavin, eshes, ochiv, hameis, at this point, because she's an erva, he can't marry her. Not only can't marry her, he can't marry her tzara either. That's what the Torah was kala to us. When the Gemara entertains the notion that we want to have yochel af sheish arayis chamuros me'elu shetei tzoreisei nasurois l'chura, we know, as Rashi points out, it's talking where these sheish arayis cannot marry brothers. Neither of the two can get married to this isha. So there is no issues there. As Rashi points out, it's talking about Nesuas L'Achirin. She's married to another person, yet this Erva has a tzara, and here we entertain that the tzara of these ervas arayis chamurois should be usher as well. There'd be an iser of tzara's erva even shaloi v'mokim yibum. As Rashi points out and says, although you say yochol shani mar b'av sheish arayis chamuris me'elu, once you're saying that even shaloi v'mokim yibum, you would say there's a din of tzara's erva should be usher, we may say the same thing even in the chomesh esrei noshim that the Mishnah talks about. Because we can very simply say, shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, we are entertaining that they should be able to ask their Tzorei Sein as well. Just like Sheish Noshim, the Sheish Arayis Chamurais Me'elu, is talking about shaloi b'mokim yibum, nonetheless the Gemara thinks, possibly, there would be an Isra of Tzorei Erva. We could say the same thing when it comes to the chomesh esrei noshim. Instead of saying Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven and Shimon are totally not related. Reuven marries one of the Arayis, so we have a half a minute to say that Tzoras Erva would be Osir here as well, because Tzoras Erva may be an Isir, even Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah, whether it's Sheish Arayis Chamurois, whether it's these Chomesh Esrei Noshim, irrelevant. The point of the Gemara is just to prove that an Isha who is a Tzora of an Erva, Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah, there is no Isir Tzoras Erva. That's what Tosis points out. The Rashba is also bothered by the Tosefos Lashon at the end of the Limud, and he says as follows: V'hod esanyo she'ein tzora ela meyach lo yitzorach. There's no need for it. Lefi shekvar omar yotzu sheish arayis she'iyefshin linosi la'achim ela nesinas tamu. He explains those last words in the Limud as a reason behind the drasha kloimer im toimer me'ayin zu. You may have thought that we should learn Sheish Arayis Chamuris from the rest of the Arayis, and we're explaining, you know, that isn't the case. Because it isn't the Erva that creates the Issa to its Tzoro. Elishim is Alekes Zikas Yibum Mikol Oise Habayis. Rashbi explains that because there's an Erva in that Nefilas Yibum, which is necessarily between two brothers, and the erva removes zikas yibum from the entire bayis, umemele tzora beister eishes ach, kedekayim ekayima. Therefore, the tzora, because there is no parsha of yibum in the entire bayis, so the isha, the tzora, even though she's not an erva, but she remains with the ister erva of eishes ach, because there is no parsha of yibum which would be matter, there is eishes ach. Look carefully at Rashi. Rashi seems to say the same thing. Shein tzor elameach, says Rashi, hoi lupotra kosov mezikosoi, because the Torah patterns the Isha from the zikas yibum. There's no yibum because the Isha, one of the two noshim, is an erva. Harehi olav v'isra eishasach, sheyesh labonin. She's considered an eishasach to this brother, the Yavam, like an eishasach that has children. She bekoris. As a regular chiv kores, tichsiv ervas eishes achicha, the erva of your brother's wife you can't take. Aval biyalma leiram ye isra eishes achalo, v'shar yilei. Generally there would be no isra eishes ach. So there's no isra of tzoras erva per se, as the Rashi points out so strongly, but the isra is because there's no pasha of yibum, so the isra eishes ach remains in its place, therefore the tzora is asura. That's only memokim yibum. Shloi b'mokim yibum, which is the case of Sheish Arayis Chamuris Me'elu, there is no case of yibum, there is likewise no Isra of Tzoras Erva. The Tosis Yishonim here is also bothered by the same Shaila. And he says the terrace to the Shaila, why the extra words She'ein, that we say She'ein Tzora Ela Me'ach? And he says as follows, the Itzrich, the Eloi Hoya Amrinon Ela Yotzu Sheish Arayis. If you'd simply say we came to exclude the Sheish Arayis, Hava Amina Hani Sheish Arayis, who the Tzorah say in Mutoris? Only these six, the Tzorah is Muteres. Vishum Deloi Efshalahu Lemehevi B'moke Mitzvah Klal, because these Sheish Arayis Chamurois can never be in a Matziv of Yivum, because they can't marry the brother. Aval Hanach Tezvav, but the remaining 15, Hoyul v'havu b'mokim mitzvah, they can be b'mokim mitzvah. Dilma afilu shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, Sarayseina Surais. Even in not the Moke Mitzvah, I may have entertained the idea that the Tzara would be Osir. Umei Koranami ki Omer Yochel Shani Marve. Av Sheish Arayis Chamurais. When I thought that maybe the Torah comes to say that even the six Arayis Chamurais, Sarayseina Surais, Matam, Ibnei Shehukshu Kol Arayis Zulazu. Because he put all the Arayis together. And he says, "V'kimin de'makshin on hanishesh letezvov, de'im kula masurois." Just like we understand that the six arayis we would compare to the other arayis, other noshim, and say all the time that their tzora are indeed asurois. Naket nami tezvov, nakish nami tezvov l'shisha. Let's compare the 15 to those six. Ma hosam shalev mokim mitzvah, avoch nami shalev mokim mitzvah. Fascinating. It goes both ways. The Rishonim actually entertains a tzad to say, true, you have a drasha to tell me that the Sheish Arayis Chamurais cannot aser their tzorais, and that Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah. But there may be a distinction between those Sheish Arayis Chamurais and the Tezvov Noshim. The Tezvov Noshim, because there is a possibility of Mokem Mitzvah. And there indeed is a din of Tzara Serva. I may have said that even Shaloi B'Mokem Mitzvah, let's do the same. Let's say that Shaloi B'Mokem Mitzvah, they also aser the Tzara. They also make a Tzara Serva. And that's why we point out at the very end, She'ein Tzara Elo Me'ach, to exclude that as well. That is to say, just to make this clear, there are two parshas and there's two miyutim over here. One is the fact that we need erva dumi d'achos ishtoi, which is an erva, like the Brisa keeps saying, chayov nazdei nekoros, etc. The efshel linotzi l'achirim, she can marry others, but only this type of erva is able to make a p'tur tzara. That's one halacha, that only the type of erva which could pater a tzara, which could aser a tzara, is necessarily an erva which is similar to achos isha, which means an erva which can marry the brother, in the case that he wanted to do so. There's another halach. That's halach in Hilchas Tzora, not Nerva. That there's no such thing as a Tzora, rather, but from a brother. And this din itself, is not a din in Chaloi Shem Erva, but it's a din in Hilchas Tzora, that it's not considered a Tzora to an Erva only from a brother. And the two miyutim come for two things. The miyut of the Erva comes to exclude Sheish Arayis Chamurois, that they're not similar to Achos Isha, so there's a chisorn of the Shem Erva, and therefore it can't pater a tzara. Necessarily an erva which is dumid l'Achos Isha, that type of erva could pater a tzara. But an erva which is not dumid, that is Sheish Arayis Chamurois, can't pater a tzara. That's one halacha. Now there's a different din, that the halacha of tzara is only me'ach, that's halacha nilchis tzara. In other words, Tezvav Noshim, we may have yet entertained and said that just like Tezvav Noshim, the Mokim Yibim, Aser, the Tzora, so to these Tezvav Noshim, when it comes to Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, the Tzora may be Aser as well. That we need a special meaning to say that there's no Pasha of Tzora to an Erva, only the Mokim Mitzvah. That's why the Erva of Tezvav Noshim can't make a Tzora's Erva Aser, in the case of Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. Fascinating. It's two halachas here completely. And these two halachas are connected to a very Yisraelistic Shaila that the G'doyloi HaAchronim speak about. The P'tur Tzora of an Erva. We could view it two ways. We could either say there's a Chiddush in the Torah, that there's this new parasha called Tzoras Erva. Litzror, or Lotzor, tells us Erva is an Isha Asura, and its Tzora Shel Erva is an Isha Asura. And that has nothing at all to do with the Halacha of Yibum. We have a drush that tells us that the Pasha is talking of Litzra, that an Erva is Asura, and Litzra tells us that Tzora of an Erva is as Isha Asura. The Briskirov maintains like that. He brings her eye from the Gemara of Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says very clearly that just like an Erva is Chayiv Koros, so Tzora's Erva is also Chayiv Koros, but the Tzora's Erva is simply an Erva. She's an erva included in the parasha of Arayis. There we could entertain the notion of having a tzaras erva be also with the parsha of Yibum notwithstanding, without a parsha of Yibum, the mere fact that she is a tzara le'erva may create a new erva called tzara shal erva. On that, the Tais Yishanim explains to us in a special pasuk. Although we know shalei b'mokim mitzvah, there is no erva when it speaks about sheish arayis chamuris. We understand that, but that's a chiddush in the parsha of arayis, telling us that the erva does not pater its tzara. Yet we still understand a possibility that tezvav noshim that can be possible the mokim mitzvah. When shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, we need a special mirror to tell us that there's a new chiddush called tzara, is only a tzara le'erva b'mokim mitzvah, and there's no iser, there's no ability to aser the tzara shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. That's a separate halacha. We understand that Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashba, all understand differently. They say that the iser eishes ach is what we're talking about when we discuss tzara's erva. The tzara of an erva is tzara that becomes an erva simply because she's an eishes ach, and that's necessarily b'mokim mitzvah. And when there's a ptur of the parshas yibu, she's like Rashi explains, ke eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim. She's an erva like eishes ach that has children. She's not nefelas yibu mitzad that itself. She's a regular eishes ach. Therefore, we can't in any which way understand the maskonas hagemara that there's a tzad to say that shaloi b'mokim mitzvah there should be an iser. Because at this point we say there's no such concept of tzoras erva being an erva, because the erva itself makes the tzora into a dvar erva. It's only the eishes ach that we deal with when we talk about the ptur. When there's a ptur yibum, she remains an eishes ach sheish lo bonim. There's the famous kasha from Rabbi Kiveger that you'll come across in the coming shiurim. Discusses why the need for a special pasuk that tells us that tzara is asur. Once we've created an erva in the nefilah rishona, that is, once she's an eishes ach sheish lo bonim shaloi b'mokim yivum, because she's a tzara shal erva, when she marries another one of the brothers, she's a regular eishes ach shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. And as the halach of tzara's erva, let that be sufficient to say she patters the second nefilah. We understand a little bit of an afkemina in the Havon of the Tzora Shal Erva.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.